What are the big benefits you think any business owner, business leader is going to get from embracing this opportunity?
It gets you ahead of the game. So as you've already said, there are competitive challenges that all of our business owners are facing today. Actually being, as it were, in control of your life, taking that learning one step further rather than waiting until the challenges come to you, but you go to the challenge, I think gets you ahead of the game. I think secondly, it gives you a confidence to be able to face the not yet knowns in the business community. And ultimately that builds resilience. And that's what we need for the workforce for the future.
I'm delighted today to be joined by Dr. Scott Andrews from the University of Worcester. He's the head of business school. Good afternoon, Scott. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Steve.
What does the head of business school at Worcester University do?
Business school's got three departments. My job is to make sure the business school fulfills all of its obligations for learning and for teaching, for research, for working in the business community, making a difference. And not just a school that teaches business, but a school that very much is about supporting the business community in our region as well. It's been a business school for quite a number of years now. We run a number of different programs, both for our undergraduate learners, postgraduate, local learners, international learners, as well as business leaders.
Yeah, so there's quite a large audience you serve. Our audience today are predominantly business owners, business leaders from the community in the Worcestershire region. It seems to me you're a lifelong learner and are passionate about that on a personal level. Tell me about lifelong learning as it means to you.
I believe actually we're all lifelong learners. Some of us are committed to it and some of us it just happens to us whether we like it or not. Obviously, every business leader, I'm sure, will confirm that we live in a very volatile, changing environment all the time where we're needing to adapt and adjust. It requires lifelong learning. In fact, in my previous role, Steve, I was actually in a department of lifelong learning. So it was very much ingrained in me that we are all lifelong learners. And I've had the privilege, even whilst I've been at Worcester, of seeing graduates of all ages, all abilities from all sorts of dimensions of life crossing our path and really being able to encourage and support business leaders in all sorts of different challenges and contexts as well. So for me, lifelong learning is something that it's there, whether we like it or not. It's just that sometimes we might be in the denial of it a little bit. My view is that if we can be proactive about lifelong learning, if we can think about it in a positive and a planned way, then we're ahead of the game.
And business owners are forever looking for competitive advantage in their field of work. Give me an insight, if you will, into the benefits a business owner might get from embracing lifelong learning and the opportunities that exist through the university.
Okay, I mean, lots and lots of different contexts for lifelong learning. And you're absolutely right. If you're going to stay ahead of the game, then we've got to be ready to adapt. We've got to be able to anticipate the market challenges before they hit us. And in that context, it's therefore our job, in one sense, as a university, to be ahead of the game and ready to offer those opportunities to come alongside and to facilitate learning opportunities so that we can better position business leaders to be able to face the challenges, not just today, but the anticipated challenges of tomorrow as well. One very typical and very recent example is our Help to Grow program. And I know, Steve, you've been involved a little bit in that with us as well. We've been really grateful for your help in that program. This is a government-funded program, and it's there targeting business leaders, SME business leaders, helping them, as the name suggests, to take their business to the next level, helping the business to grow. And in that context, it provides opportunities for business leaders from the region to gather together. We have business coaches that come alongside those leaders. And it's an opportunity to learn both from the front, from the classroom at the front, but also from one another. And there's a real dynamic when you're bringing different business leaders together from different contexts, often facing very similar challenges, but in different ways. That's been a hugely popular program for us to launch this year, so much so that we've been given approval already over the next 12 months to launch two more of those programs. And we're currently recruiting to one of those right now.
You could see palpably the students, the business owners, benefiting from interacting with one another as much as they got from the course content.
Absolutely. In fact, I had the privilege of linking in on LinkedIn with quite a few of those business leaders. And it was just great to hear the reflections and the feedback and the commentary and the sharing beyond the classroom that was taking place as well. And I'm very mindful from having connected with quite a few of those that have been on program, outside, as it were, of the program, that they've got aspirations now for the next thing, lifelong learning. So what's the next thing? And we're launching an exec MBA program, and some of those guys are moving on to the exec MBA next. There's all sorts of different ways in which we can be thinking about supporting organizations. It doesn't have to be structured programs either. It could be that we're going into an organization to look at the sorts of challenges that they're facing, to help in a much more bespoke way to provide learning, development and support for business leaders, given the very specific challenges that some of them might face.
And you mentioned also the importance of running alongside wider and bigger initiatives like the Help to Grow program. There's another thing as well, which is the Chartered Management Institute. Again, that's a really important body, but it's not just about the classroom that they benefit. There's benefits after this study is completed. Absolutely. Tell us about that.
We're great believers in providing appropriate training and development, but we also recognize that we do it much, much better when we work with professional bodies. The Chartered Management Institute is one of a number of different professional bodies that we work with. And in this regard, almost all of the business and management programs that we deliver at Worcester Business School are dual accredited by the CMI. The CMI have over 100,000 different resources that we can access that are often employer-led, and they bring real insights, real-life case studies. Every one of our Help to Grow graduates are enabled to participate and be members of the CMI for a further 6 months after they've continued the taught part of the program. So as you said, it is lifelong learning. It goes on beyond the program itself. There's a whole range of different alumni activities that we run for our participants as well.
Again, the experience of Help to Grow, there were one or two of the delegates on the course who perhaps were entering a classroom for the first time in 20, maybe 30 years, and that was quite a step for them. There will be people listening today who are interested in re-entering that field of education, field of learning. What would you say to those people who feel a bit intimidated about returning to such a discipline?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'd say do get in touch. Have a conversation with us. Having a conversation doesn't mean that you're signing on the dotted line. It means that we can find the right type of opportunity that really works with your own context. And you'll be surprised when you arrive at university, you'll find that whilst, yes, there's plenty of 18-year-olds that are turning up having completed their A-levels or their college studies, Worcester particularly, I find, has a disproportionately large number of mature students and learners coming from all sorts of different walks. And so you'll be surprised to find that you're in comfortable territory, and we do our level best to make sure that we're facilitating learning for all types of people. And it's a place where you can comfortably feel challenged in a professional capacity, and resourced and supported with your studies. You're not just left to get on with it. We put the support around to make sure it works and it works right for you.
A pressure that a lot of business owners might have is they feel they haven't got time.
Yeah. You're right. You have to put in to get something out of it. And as I mentioned when I talked about Help to Grow earlier, we met with some very, very busy business leaders. But every single one of them at the end of the program said they could see the benefit of sacrificing a little bit of time to be able to put a bit in to get so much more out of it that enabled them to take their business to the next level. And there's evidence already of businesses that are seeing performance increase quite significantly as a consequence of the investment that they've made. What I would say is that something like Help to Grow manages that to a certain degree by making sure that there's a level of online delivery as well as face-to-face delivery. So you're not having to navigate the roads to get in from the workplace on a week-by-week basis, but there's an appropriate sort of blend, as it were, of both online and face-to-face to try and manage that challenge.
And again, personally, Scott, I've seen the passion you bring to this subject firsthand, but I've also seen that passion distilled through the students who go through these programs. As a takeaway for our audience, what are the big benefits you think any business owner, business leader is going to get from embracing this opportunity?
It gets you ahead of the game. So as you've already said, there are competitive challenges that all of our business owners are facing today. Actually being, as it were, in control of your life, taking that learning one step further rather than waiting until the challenges come to you, but you go to the challenge, I think gets you ahead of the game. I think secondly, it gives you a confidence to be able to face the not yet knowns in the business community. And ultimately that builds resilience. And that's what we need for the workforce for the future.
You've heard it direct from the guy who's in charge at the local university. Scott, it's been absolutely brilliant to have you join us today. We wish you every luck in the year ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
This episode of Connect, Convince, Convert was produced by Dave Bird and presented by Steve Innes. Be sure to subscribe if you enjoyed it, so you don't miss any future shows.